never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Happy, happy Tuesday. Come on in. I promise today I'll try to talk a little slower. I think I was hitting 190 words a minute yesterday. Kind of excited. A few people were listening at, you know, twice the normal speed, and I think their ears almost burn up. I'll try it today for you. We're talking about focus, because focus is a thing. Now, here's the thing about focus. You know this. If you have a goal with clarity and you commit to that goal and you go about getting it done, the more you can direct your daily thoughts and activities toward exactly what you want, the faster you're going to get there. Makes sense. You ignore everything else, you do what's going to get you there. But why is it that when you do that, you take a breath, maybe have a long weekend, and suddenly, boom, your brain goes everyplace else? You're suddenly defocused, and we know the defocus thing is actually the focus thing, isn't it? But we'll talk about that here in a second. Makes sense. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, episode 4802. Man, it's amazing how the past 18 years have just flown by. Way back in the day, I could not wait to sit down and do a podcast. And strangely, I still like to sit down and do them. I just can't believe that I've done so many these days. So thank you for the ride. I appreciate it. My name is Scott Smith. Good to have you here today. I have a question for you. I was sitting down just a few minutes before the podcast thinking to myself, what have I accomplished in the first quarter of the year? We're in April now, so first quarter's passed. What have I done? And there's a lot of big things I've done. Been very, very busy for the first quarter. But I immediately went to the small things. So let's talk about what you might have done back in resolution season, and are you still doing it? Because the ability to be still doing it is what allows you to do the things you want to do, right? Did you do that? So I set a goal. I said I was going to floss my teeth. I got tired of hearing my dental hygienist every 6 months saying, you need to floss more. So I said, okay, I'll do it. 7 days a week, because I'm an overachiever. But I'm a reasonable overachiever. Within about 30 days, I said, okay, 5 days is fine. I just 5 days is fine. My daily awareness diary, every single day, 7 days a week for about 7 or 8 weeks. I said, you know what? I kind of don't want to write on the weekend. I just want to chill on the weekend. But I got right back on Monday morning. And the biggest one, probably the hardest one, was I decided I was going to read the Bible in a year. And I have a big old thick learning Bible, study Bible. And the church I'm going to, they are doing the Bible reading for a year. And I thought, let's do it. Let's do this thing. I have to tell you, every single day, very satisfying experience, a very thoughtful experience, and a very confusing experience. And I've been doing it every single day, and I just got through Leviticus. And I'm halfway through Numbers. So if you know the Bible, you're like, you make it. Keep on going. You'll get there. But I stuck with it every single day. What did you set out to do? Are you still doing it? If you haven't done that, you can start today. It's like going on a diet and getting up Monday morning and being perfect Monday morning. And then at lunch, your friends ask you out to lunch and you're not so perfect anymore. And you're like, oh my God, what do I do? Average American says, let's start next Monday. I say, start at dinner time. Just get back on that little thing that you need to do that's going to get you what you want. Sounds so simple, doesn't it? Life is fairly simple. It's just the humans that get in the way. And when I talk to humans, I'm talking mostly you inside your own head, just like me inside my own head. Let's talk about focus. Are you focused on the wrong things? Have you ever found yourself setting out on a big mission yet not being able to define exactly what you want and get focused on it? I think it happens to everybody. Long time ago, I was a baby DJ. I got out of high school, went to DJ school to be a disc jockey. And back then, they trained you how to be a journalist as well and a TV host and all that stuff, because you just never knew where the broadcast opportunity was going to come from. But one of the first stations I worked at was in Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina, a little town outside of Raleigh, North Carolina. I was only there a very short period of time because I had a very hot fiance down in Florida. I said, I can't stick around. Are you kidding me? I got a girl down in Florida. Let's go back. But they used to send me these local town meetings. And my job is to go get anything that was newsworthy, write a story, and deliver it on the air. And I thought I was doing a pretty good job until my boss called me in the office. Now, in my career, I got very used to the boss calling me in the office. Didn't even scare me. It usually meant that I did something really good, that really was good for the ratings, and was probably going to get me a big bonus. But it made somebody else mad. That was my life. Still kind of do it these days, as a matter of fact. But in this case, he was actually looking at my work, trying to teach me as this young, 19-year-old journalist. He said, you need to get to your story faster. You're distracting from what is important. Now, in my mind, I was doing no such thing. I told the story how it sounded best in my mind, but nobody was listening long enough to hear what I had to say. So all these years later, I have learned the I want to get the most out of life crowd. That's you. You're doing the same thing. So recently, I spoke to a client, and we kind of realized together that she was very good at shifting to the unimportant. Finding more time, learning more, getting more advice, even cleaning the garage was more important than what she had in mind. That was really important. In the middle of her wandering story, I kind of stopped her and said, so what are you avoiding? Why are you avoiding what is so important to you? Cut to the chase. Say what you want and go do it. My guess is you can't relate to that at all, can you? This thing you keep saying you want to do, and yet maybe you're leaning in that direction, you'll get to it eventually. Got a busy month coming up, got stuff happening. I'll get to it in May. I don't know. Is there something you've been avoiding? Something you have decided is important to you, and yet you haven't pushed yourself forward to it? Maybe you think you are. Her response was a good one, and it had some tears, I think. She said, I thought I was talking about what was most important to me, but now I realize I'm telling myself a story that is comforting and sounds good to my mind. Thought it was important, but realized it was a story that is comforting and sounds good. In journalistic terms, what my boss was trying to get across to me is something we call burying the lead. We're busying ourselves with secondary details and growing more and more frustrated. If you watch YouTube at all, the good YouTubers don't bury the lead. They hit it right off the bat, usually within seconds. They've learned over time, if you don't hit the hook right up front, people don't listen. Now, in my case, on this podcast, I should be doing the same thing. But you know what? Sometimes I just need to get a little more texture in the fabric we have here. Bury the lead too deep, though, and people don't get to the end of the show. Are you burying the lead on yourself? So how does this relate to improving your life and getting what you want in life? Do you say, I can't focus. I don't understand. I just can't get focused, Scott. And I can't tell you how many people say that to me. In fact, 90%, that's probably not a wild guess. It might be more than that. When people come to me and they want to work with me, or they want to join one of my groups, Face Your Passion, something like that, I'll ask them, I say, what do you want to get out of it? I just need to get focused. I hear it all the time. That's not true. You're focused on the wrong things. You're focused because remember, your brain, as soon as you come out of that focus mode that you're, purposely being focused on, you go to the default mode network in your brain. Default mode network is something where your brain kind of takes over. It's an extremely powerful place. It uses actually more of your brain than the focused areas of your brain. So that's why when you start meandering, they call it the wandering mind. When you start wandering in your mind, you get all these great ideas and things start to come to you. And sure, that's a whole lot more interesting than focusing on one thing, isn't it? A super insider trick here is you got to kind of do both. You want to be super focused and then wander a little bit. But if you say, I can't focus, you're kind of lying to yourself. You are absolutely focusing very well, just on the wrong things. So look at it and figure out why you're looking that direction instead of the one you want to. Do you say, I can't get myself moving? Truth, you are moving. You could be treading water. You could be moving in the wrong direction. You could be doing things that are not good for you. Or you could be moving in the direction you want to go. But you are moving. Very few people are not moving in some way. Change is the only thing that's constant. And you're changing every day, so you're moving. Do you say, I don't have enough money ever? A lot of people say that these days. You're wrong. You just need more money. That's it. It's just talking to a handyman outside. I've got doing a few things around the house here. And he's got a one-man business. I said, what's your biggest goal? He goes, well, I just need to build my business up and make more money. That's what I need. I said, not really. I said, I think you're kind of focused on the wrong thing. I think you just need to focus on serving the right customer. Give him good value. And the money will come. Oh, man. He was chasing the money. You chase the money, you'll never get what you want. So is it focus? Are you really focused on the wrong thing? Are you moving, but not necessarily in the direction you want to go? Are you focusing kind of in the negative? I don't have enough of this, when the truth is, you just need more of something. What is it? Have you thought about it? Remember the rule. Whatever is most important to you and you spend your time focusing on is what you're going to get. But everything else is so much more sexy because there's so much more in the world than one thing. It makes complete sense that you'll drift off and be focused on that. But here's the inside trick that you need to use. Get super focused. Give yourself a break and allow your mind to wander. Gather those new ideas and get super focused again. But be clear about it. Don't lie to yourself. Be honest about yourself exactly what's going on, because then you can make a real change. Something to think about, huh? Have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow right here on The Daily Boost.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What?